don't come near me with that thing. No, no! Not one more step, you fiend in human form. No, I tell you, nothing shall daunt my spirit or cow my manhood.
Give him a line and ease the way.
Come, bold Northumberland, Southampton too. Come, Tewkesbury and noble Somerset. Brave Clifford Gaunt and fair Lord Exeter. Tyne, Malin, Forties, Dogger, Finisterre. West Bromwich, Albion, Preston, North End, Bristol City.
Go on, get on with it. Stop hanging it out.
All right.
Disgraceful, isn't it?
I thought if I went on long enough, I wouldn't have to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's round the horn. And here now is this week's special guest, flown in all the way from Rawalpindi, Sister Maria Concinella O'Rafferty, the unicycling nun.
Well, hello, and welcome to the show. First of all, an apology. In an earlier news bulletin, it was stated that the Minister of Transport's hobby is panting in oil. This, of course, was a mistake. It should have been panting in watercolours. But, here now is a review of the day's programmes. Later today, there'll be floodlit male voice cheese frotting from the wire drawers hall, followed by This Land Is Mine, a tone poem by Charles Claw. And to complete your entertainment, Evensong comes to you from a felt tent on the Great Barrier Reef, Walthamstow. Well, now then, these days there's a lot of exciting activity going on in the cinema. Indeed, it's sometimes hard to keep your eyes on the film. Anyway, in this series, we've decided to recreate on radio some of your popular favourites from the silver screen in a feature we call, rather daringly, I think, Movie Go Wrong. How do they think of them? Honestly, it's amazing, isn't it?
Smith.
Sir.
Yes. And now, Hornographic Productions.
I beg your pardon?
Hornographic with a H.
Oh, yes.
Hornographic Productions, in association with 20th Century Waterville, present...
Thoroughly Modern Willie.
The time the Roaring Twenties, which came, as you remember, shortly after the faintly squeaking Tens. The place New York, and my name is Ulysses Batter Pudding. Quite a normal name. I'm an aspiring actor, and I've come up to the big city looking for a role that I can really get my teeth into.
Here, try one of mine. Anchovy paste and chutney.
I turned to my newfound friend. He was a short, thick-set man with a ruddy complexion and a wide, toothless smile.
That's a letterbox, you fool.
I'm over here.
Oh yes. Hello.
Hello. My name is Willie. Willie Cloth Fumbler. I'm a modern. Yes, a modern. I'm a gay young thing. No, stop messing. I plan to fling myself into the hurly-burly and show my razzmatazz. That's what I'm going to do. Cast aside convention and emancipate myself. See, look at my modern clothes. Straw boater, coonskin coat, celluloid dickie, trousers... trousers with 28-inch bottoms.
Yes. What you might call a turn-up for the book.
Oh, what a win!
Oh, yes. I told Willie I was looking for... I told Willie I was looking for a room, and he suggested I try his hotel. He offered me a lift in his brand new shiny red rooster. I think that should be Roadster. Oh, it's my mistake. I'm sorry. We arrived at the hotel. I looked up at the sign outside. It said the Bidawee Hotel for Single Young Gentlemen, Proprietor Nemesis Goose Habit, White Slaver to the Trade.
Hello, Mr. Goose Habit. This is my friend, Ulysses Batter Pudding. He needs accommodating.
Well, welcome, young master.
Young master.
Welcome to the Bidawee Hotel for Single Young Gents. you mind answering a few questions?
Well, I'd be glad to, yes.
Right, yes, I'll start off at 10. Are you alone in the world without relatives to make a fuss should you by some mischance be doped and smuggled away in a laundry basket by sinister orientals?
Yes, yes.
Right. Your music bonus for 6. Who wrote Handel's Water music?
A chap called Handel's Water.
That is so. Sign the register. You're in room next to Willie on the 12th floor.
Nice.
Oh. We picked up my bags and crossed to the antique lift, played rather resentfully by Douglas Smith with cables attached to his ears.
Come on, press his button and we'll go up.
There's no use jabbing away at my button, sir. I'm not normal. For a lift, that is. An old dancing pro ruined my inner workings. Now you have to do a little dance before I go up.
Oh, really? Right, Willie, after 2. 2. By Jove, he's working.
Yes, he's going up. The first floor, the second, the third, the fourth. Keep it up, keep it up. There.
Amazing. Incidentally, shouldn't we have got inside?
Oh.
Anyway, I settled in, and that evening, Willie and I came downstairs. There was a gay, frivolous party being thrown in the lounge. She introduced herself.
Hello, darlings. I'm Natalie Otterbland.
Yes, allow me to introduce my friend.
Oh, yes. As I look at him, one question springs to mind.
Willie?
That's the question. Oh, you gorgeous creature. Let me plant a kiss on those bee-stung lips.
Dear, get off. Get off. There's nothing in my contract says I've got to be put up with being mauled. She don't know her own strength, that Betty Miles. Now, I've been round to her place. She ain't got a telephone book in one piece.
You don't think I'm enjoying this, do you? It's in the script. Look, kiss him. Passionately.
Mm. Is that supposed to be a passionate kiss? I've seen more passion in a sink plunger. I'm sorry, Ducky. It lacks reality. I'm not one to complain, but really, I'm an actor of international stature. I mean, my agent says I straddle the entertainment world like a colossus.
Yes. We all saw Follow That Camel. You were very good.
Nice, yes.
It's a shame the humps didn't fit you better.
Oh! Jealous, envious, envious.
All right, that's quite enough.
Yes.
Meanwhile, back at the plot. Enter Nemesis Goose Habit.
Not before time. Ah, Ulysses! You did say nobody would miss you if you watched it disappear from the face of the earth.
That's true, yes.
Good, good, good. Sit on the edge of this open laundry basket and have a glass of drugged sarsaparilla.
Well, perhaps I should have been suspicious, but I tasted the sarsaparilla. Yes, yes. And suddenly everything went black. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yes, we've all heard that one before.
I fell into the basket of washing as Goose Habit picked up the laundry list.
Let's see now. Yes, 5 blue hankies, 3 green shirts, 1 white slave. Good.
I say, Willie, he's wheeling the basket away.
No, it serves him right.
I found myself in a filthy back room at the Wang Ho Doss House and BBC rehearsal rooms. I lay inside the laundry basket, breathing in short pants. And feeling a little shirty. Suddenly, the lid opened.
There you are, Mr. Wan Fu Li, 1 white slave in good condition. 3 months guarantee, regularly serviced, 1 owner. A little old lady who only used him on Sundays.
Sir, he will fetch good place on slave market.
Good heavens, 2 N. Ginsburg, back from the past.
No. Now, similar voice, agreed, but completely different characterization.
Yeah.
Completely different.
You could have fooled me.
No. In Chinatown, I am known as there's one. One. I am a powerful mandolin.
Don't you mean mandarin? I mean a mandolin is a long, thin neck thing which broadens out into a great wide bass and... Yes, I see what you mean, yeah.
But before you are sold into slavery, a little entertainment. See, I summon delectable oriental nymph given to me by Chu N. Ginsberg in part exchange for a tattered copy of the Beano.
Hello, girl. It is I, Lotus Blossom, mistress of a thousand delights, one of which requires 48 hours' notice.
What horrors were in store for me? Was I to end up as the plaything of jaded palates, a beautiful toy to divert tired businesswomen? Meanwhile, back at the hotel, my friends were beginning to worry about me.
Yeah, Willie, that friend of yours, Ulysses, the one with the wide center parting, I'm awfully, awfully worried about him.
Oh, gone off me, have you?
No, but there's something about a pipe clenched between strong white teeth that does something to a girl.
Yes, makes you look like Alf Garnett. Anyway, never mind about him. What about me? I'm young. My sap is rising. I want to live. Not just part of me, all of me. I want to eat goldfish. I want to stroll down Broadway swinging my malacca. I want to go out. Yes, I want to go out and squat on a flagpole. I want to do things and see things and feel things. Listen, it's you and me, baby. Let's go out and throw caution to the winds. I'll get you in the stork club.
No, no, no. Oh, no, no, Winnie. We must think of Ulysses. Where could they possibly have taken him?
The devils had me stretched out on the rack. Already I was 10'6", and I wondered how much longer I could go. And then they subjected me to the most fiendish torture known to man.
Come, Lotus Blossom, perform your sinuous oriental dance which drives men mad with passion.
Right, oh God. Black bottom, a new twister. It sure got 'em. And oh, sister, they jump right in and give it all that they got. Oh, dear. Oh.
Stop! Stop! I can take no more. I'll do anything you say.
Ah, he has bloken.
I'll go and put a kettle on.
Yeah, might suit you.
Now, what do you want of me and these other poor wretches?
I will tell you. We intend to put you all into cold storage and fleece you.
Fleece us?
Fleece you, yes, in a refrigerator. Yes, and in 45 years' time, I will thaw you out again.
And then what, you fiend?
And then we will make a film about the 1920s. Your quaint clothes and strange mannerisms will make everybody laugh. Ha 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 ha. I will make small fortune.
You underestimate public taste,
we
you know.
We shall see. There he is. We found him.
Curses, a woman with an incredibly handsome, well-dressed, intelligent man at her side.
Yes, we fooled you, Wanthony. And even your brilliant mind, charming manner, and devastating good looks will not save you now.
Listeners may well have gathered from this rather sickening dialogue that Kenneth Williams is playing both parts.
Well, if you got it, you might as well show it. And I've got it.
Stand back. You will not foil my plan completely.
So saying, he produced a loaded, sawn-off joystick and held us at bay while he bundled one of his captives into a rickshaw that was waiting in the alley with its coolie running. With a fiendish laugh, he rode off into the night with her.
He's left behind the poor girl's handbag. See, her name is inside.
Yes, I fear we'll never hear of poor little Julie Andrews again.
And now for a brand new look at the fabulous world of the modern, with it great to be alive, swinging, free-range youth of Britain today, we bring you Fab Gear Switched On, Rave Up, Live In, Freak Out, Radio Balls Pond Road.
Balls Pond Road is wonderful.
From time to time, we hope that the Balls Pond Road's own poet laureate, Rambling Sid Rumpo, will be unable to pop in. But unfortunately, today finds him here by my side at the microphone, Rambling Sid.
Well, hello, me dearie. Come wallow tit grossop and ring me down, Derry, for the bee is on the clover and the death watch beetle is in the old man's bogwort.
Well, hadn't you better tell him?
Well, you'll find out soon enough.
Stupid old nit. And what have you got in your gander bag for us this week?
She's an old Cornish drinking song and is sung on Goose Fettle Eve by the itinerant constables at their parts when all the jolly motorists come staggering out of the pub and drive off into the police cordon. Its alternative title is Green is the Colour of My True Love's Breathalyzer. And it goes after this fashion, sprightly and furtively. There is an adger in the town where I can put my moolies down, put them down and irk my spunk for a very modest fee and plight my artifacts to thee. Fare thee well, for I must nerdle, do not let your bossocks curdle, for I know that you must wordle in the old mill stream. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu, adieu, adieu. I can no longer work it through, work it through. I'll dip my groats in the Nurker's looming trough and wait till my boglin fork drops off. Woo!
Thank you, Rambling Sid.
This is Radio Balls Pond Road.
Robin Scott is wonderful.
And you'll be able to hear Balls Pond Road's number one DJ, Zesty Chesty.
Simon D.
Ceased.
Hello. Two peanuts walking down the street. One was insulted.
Don't you mean assaulted?
Don't confuse me, I'm new at the job. Still, can't be bad.
Wouldn't bet on it.
And for you stay-at-home mums from 10 to 12, it's Jimmy Sponge.
Hello, great to be here, knowing you're there, all you wonderful, wonderful housewives. So just keep sending your fabulous postcards, saying how much you like the show, and making your super-terrific phone calls telling me what the weather's like in Droitwich. And now stand by, as in 2 minutes I'll be giving you another of my loathsome recipes. But now, by way of a change, here's me to sing to you. They try to tell me I'm Jim Sponge.
Jim Sponge is wonderful.
Now a word from the controller of Radio BPR.
Liberty bodies.
With a hyphen, too. For advice on modern living, Radio Balls Pond Road has acquired the exclusive services of Daphne Whitethigh.
In haute couture circles, hemlines are causing a great deal of confusion again. Courage is pulling them up. Hartnell is pulling them down. Quant is keeping them where they are. A number of top models are wearing Maxis, and Maxi is livid. But for those of you with any doubts about skirt lengths, my advice is this. Wear a mini if you're a young girl. If you're a boy, don't.
Oh, thank you, Daphne. Now, what of our other programs? For drama lovers, each week a gripping adaptation of a major work of literature. This week, The Forsooth Saga, starring Eric Poston and Nari Born Yesterday.
Hello, Soames.
Hello, Irene.
How's Fleur?
Fine. How's John?
Fine.
And how's old Jolyon and young Jolyon and Timothy and Holly and Belle Darty and Michael Mont and Mrs. Darty and Monsieur Profond and Gradman and Uncle Swithin and George and Montague Darty and Paul Booth and Bussini and Aunt Hester?
As well as can be expected, considering they're dead.
Dead? Not dead and gone?
Yes, Soames. All dead and gone.
And young Roger.
Yes, and very young Roger.
And very, very young Roger?
No.
Good.
There isn't one.
It's odd to think they've all gone. And yet we are still here. Why do you think that is, Irene? Why do you think we are still here when they've all gone?
It's because we were booked for the series.
Today we have in the studio the amazing Grotti.
How do you do?
Now, could you tell us about your most unusual call?
Yes, I most certainly could.
Well, let me put it another way. What is your unusual profession?
I am a sneezer main.
A sneezer main?
That is so. I've always had the gift of being able to sneeze at will. And I perform before many of the crowned heads of Europe. And behind some of them as well. There's many the time royalty have invited me to their homes to sneeze for them privately at some great function.
Yeah, well, what do you actually do in your act, Mr. Grotti?
Mr. Amazing Grotti, if you please, you great ignorant simpleton.
Oh, I'm sorry. I assure you it won't happen again.
Well then, yes. Shut your mouth, my act. I sneeze at things. It's all done with nostril control. Yes, I have. I have been gifted by Mother Nature with this remarkable ooter that you see before you. Remarkable, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Aye. It's insured for a vast sum in green stamps.
Good heavens. Now, I believe you're going to give us a demonstration.
I shall be glad. I shall be glad to demonstrate. Observe. Yes, he's on to it, that fellow there. Observe. Observe, my lady assistant enters.
Bonjour, ladies and gentlemen.
By Jove, isn't that Marie-Thérèse Marguerite de la Rochefoucauld?
No, it's Ada Mouldwarp.
Oh.
My assistant lady will now place a curiously wrought candelabrum on that ornate table at a distance of some 40 metres. Thank you, my dear, thank you. She will now light the three candles.
Has anyone got a match?
Yes, you are.
Oh, bless you, Governor, you won't regret this.
Right now, the candles having been kindled, I shall now attempt to extinguish them one at a time from this very spot without moving my lips. Achoo! 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 Last I missed.
Well, not altogether. You've blown the band parts off the piano and stopped the studio clock.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, but not being used to the venue, I confess I did not allow for the draught. I shall attempt it once more. Achoo! Achoo!
Well, go on.
Oh, I can't. I've wrecked myself. Oh, I may never sneeze again. It's
well,
all your
thank
fault.
Thank you very much.
You dirty old Philistine.
No, thank you for coming along. Delighted. Delighted. You must come along again sometime. Yeah.
And now the time is going past through and over to our new studio for the local headlines.
Lord Engelbrecht Middenfoot caught his finger in a deck chair early today. He was 63. Now he is 64.
The Denmark Street spokesman today denied the rumor that Frank Yvonne went to a health farm some months ago and emerged recently as Engelbert Humperdinck. They are just similar phenomena, he ejaculated.
The other day I thought I'd try a spot of transcendental meditation, so I trolled down to a little guru mat I know in the King's Road. The sign on the door said, "Levitate the latch and enter." So I levitated and entered. Hello, is anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello.
How nice to meet you. Sandy, or as we have it, my guru.
I'm his guru. Guru, you see, yes. Well, Mr. Owen, is it your desire to attain your actual bona inner tranquility, Mr. Owen Ducky?
Of course it is.
It is.
Wouldn't be here else, would he?
Oh,
well, that was my intention. Now, yes. Tell me, why is Sandy sitting like that?
Ah. Yes, that's a very good question. Well... He's a fourth week student, you see.
Fourth week,
yes, see. Sand has taken up the true third Nirvana position, don't you, Sand?
Mm.
It's what we call the bean sprout pose. He's got a lovely style, isn't he?
Lovely.
Note the juxtaposition of his lallies.
Yes. Does it hurt?
Only when I smile, beatifically.
So, you'd like to have a palaver about the inner light, would you?
Yes, please.
Oh, good. Well, for a start, perceive a oneness in all the universe. That's what you have to do. Without this, everything and everyone is as naught.
No.
Am I right?
You are right.
Right.
You
I'm
are
not
right.
wrong.
I'll just get my leg over a fraction.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, you're right, Jules, yes. Without the actual recognition of that, you are Nanty.
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 As Nanty.
Nanty.
But. Once you attain the true Vada...
The true Vada, you are at one.
At one.
The true Vada.
I am he as he is me, and we are them together.
We are them together. We are them together.
Well, it sounds like the Dagenham Girl Pipers to me.
More your satirists, eh? Oh, nish the mockers now. Don't come the mockers. Now, on the mat. Get on the mat. Get into the position. Jewel is now demonstrating. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. You'll find it a bit odd at first, and then we all do, don't we? No, please. We're on the wavelength, right. Now, just relax.
Relax. The ego is as naught. That's what Sam means.
And close the eyes.
Think within.
Radiance.
Inner cleanliness.
Open the eyes. Ying is yang.
Yang is
ying.
He's looking better already,
he isn't he? Oh, now, Nanty the grinning, Mr. Nanty the grinning. Now, then, the true smile will seep up. From within.
Relax the lallies now.
Relax.
There.
Now, Jewel, aye? Will you have a Vada at that? Will you have
a... Oh, he is transmogrified.
Transmogrified.
How do you feel, Mr.
Well, it's extraordinary. I feel as though I'm having a Vada at something magical and forbidden.
Yeah.
Something normally hidden from mankind.
You mean your actual lotus flower?
Well, not exactly. There's a light on in the ladies' sauna baths across the street.
Oh, and he bowled!
Oh, that brings us to the end of the show, except for this week's motto, which is... If you can laugh at adversity and smile when everyone else is in despair, if you can grin as disaster piles on disaster and the world crumbles around you, you're probably Harold Wilson. Cheerio, see you next week.
That was Round the Horn, starring Kenneth Horn, with Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, and Betty Marsden. On the musical side, you heard the Max Harris Group. The script was written by Johnny Mortimer and Brian Cook and Donald Webster, and the whole was put together by Barry Took. The pieces Around the Hull were produced by John Simmons.